Lesson 8G. Exercises 1 and 3.
I'd like you to imagine that you are discussing practical ways in which people can help to combat pollution. How effective are each of the 5 suggestions?
Shall we start with banning aerosol cans?
Okay. Personally, I would say that wouldn't be particularly effective because not many people use aerosol cans these days.
Yes, I think you're right. Although they damage the ozone layer in the atmosphere, I don't think banning aerosols would make a huge difference. I'm of the opinion that using more renewable energy is a very effective measure because so much pollution is caused by burning fossil fuels to make electricity.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Personally, I'd say that banning cars from city centres is quite effective, but less so than using renewable energy.
That's not quite how I see it. I think the air in city centres can get really polluted, especially during the rush hour.
Yes, good point, I suppose. I feel quite strongly that using public transport is very important because there would certainly be fewer cars on the road if we all took buses, trams, trains and so on.
Yes, I think you're right. We should all use public transport more often. The final measure is using fewer pesticides and chemical fertilisers. What do you think?
That would definitely be a good measure because they get into rivers and streams. Not only that, they can kill other plants and wildlife as well as the pests.
I'm with you on that.
Okay, thank you very much.